Welcome to Scripts and Scruples. Our story begins in the Auckland, New Zealand airport, where Todd is holding Marty and talking with Hannah.
Oh, Todd, it feels so good to hold Marty and know that I can put him in Raven's arms when we get home.
I can't wait to see the look on Mac and Raven's faces when we get to LaGuardia.
They wanted to fly here so bad, but it didn't make any sense for them to come all the way to New Zealand.
I hope Mac apologized for giving you such a hard time by coming here. I know everyone thought this was a wild goose chase, but you trusted your instincts and it paid off.
And you. You trusted my instincts too. I can't tell you how much that means to me.
Well, I think you're a pretty special lady if you haven't noticed.
Really?
Come on. It's not obvious to you?
Well, you sometimes don't show your emotions on the surface.
Maybe I'm losing my touch. If I need to spell it out to you, I will. I really like you, Hannah Richards. Okay?
Well, I really like you too, Todd Malone. So I guess we're even.
I've wanted to do that ever since we found Marty.
You know, I think I'm over my cold. But I don't know if kissing me is such a good idea, just in case, even though I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Hey, I'm healthy, and you know what? I don't care. It was worth it.
So what did your new boss say when you called her?
She was actually out of the office on personal business. It's funny because I didn't meet her during the interview process either. I talked to someone else and let them know that I can start work on Friday.
I have to start at Murphy's Law as soon as I get back. I am not looking forward to it.
Don't worry. I'll be in there every day, and I'll be your best customer.
You better be. And with your new job at Dean Industries, you better be a great tipper.
At the Malone apartment, Mac has just arrived home and is talking with Raven.
Mac. Quint just told me that Blake financed Hannah and Todd's trip around the world.
Yeah?
You knew about this? Why didn't you tell me?
I don't know. I didn't think it was important.
Not important? When I was talking about Hannah and saying that she's probably in debt for life, you just let me go on and on and on. You never once mentioned that Blake was paying for this trip.
Oh, Raven. Today has been so perfect. Can we not ruin it with talk about Blake?
I am way too happy to fight with you, Mac. Even if I didn't consider Blake to be a good friend, I still work for him, and I want you to be respectful of that relationship. Can you do that?
I guess.
Don't guess. Just say yes.
Fine. I'll do my best to accept Blake Whitney.
Good.
Now, can we change the subject, please?
Sure.
I hate to bring up another negative topic, but we might as well get this out in the open, too. I was thinking to myself on the way home from work today that I never got a chance to tell you about my conversation with Matt.
Did you two fight again? Maybe you should give him more of a chance, Mac.
I'm not so sure you'll be saying that after I tell you that Matt confessed to being our mystery caller.
What are you talking about?
Matt, my brother, was the one who called here, scared the hell out of us, and hung up over and over again.
He told you that? Why would he do something like that to us?
He said he didn't realize it affected us so much. He called at first to see if I lived here, and then he kept calling back to see if I would answer. It's lame, I know, and I told him so.
And we thought that caller might be involved in the kidnapping.
I know. I'm furious with him. And add this to the other issues he and I have, I don't know if we'll ever be brothers again. In his Richmond hotel room, Chuck is talking with Dara and Clint.
Dara, are you all set to go tomorrow morning? or do we need to stop back by your house?
I don't want to go to New York with you.
Look, we've already talked about this. You have to start school, and it's best if you don't get behind.
So I'm supposed to just move to New York and pretend like I never loved her or even knew my mother?
You're never going to forget your mother, Dara. But I'm your father, and it's time you get to know me as well.
Dara, you're going to love New York. You know, I didn't want to go there either, but it's not so bad. And the best part is that we'll be together.
And that's the only reason I'm not running away right now.
Chuck, could you give us a minute alone?
Sure, Clint. I'll make myself scarce.
I don't want a new father doting on me, Clint.
Chuck is a good guy, Dara. I don't think he has any idea of what it's like being a father, or I don't think he has any idea what being a father means. But he does mean well. He wants to do the right thing here.
But I can't even take all my stuff with me.
Chuck said that you guys could come back down here and get more. He knows this is hard for you.
I thought things might change after the funeral, but it didn't. Seeing my mom like that just made me feel more alone than ever.
But you have me, and now Chuck, and soon we'll both make friends in New York. You have to look at this as a new beginning.
Well, I don't think things could get worse than they have been this past year.
And hey, things are already looking up. My cousin Marty will be home tomorrow. You can meet him. We're going to have a big celebration and welcome him home.
I don't know if I feel like celebrating.
You can't disappoint my baby cousin, can you?
Well, is he cute like you?
You think I'm cute?
Sometimes.
Well, thanks. And yes, I've heard he's adorable. I can't wait for you to meet him.
Don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live.
At Gretchen's apartment, Andrew has just arrived.
Adam, what happened?
Gretchen, you won't believe it. I don't believe it. How can that woman be my sister?
What do you mean?
She's just so, I don't know, blunt and to the point. She told me my name is Andrew Jones and I have a wife, Larissa, who was in prison.
Prison? For what?
Get this, murder. I guess we're on the verge of splitting up or something when this guy Dan beat me to the pulp behind Westside.
Well, what did she think had happened to you?
Nothing, really. Until recently, she thought I'd left without a trace.
Without a word to anyone?
That's right. And you know what, Gretchen? The way she described my life before, I don't want to go back to it. I'm better off now.
Adam, Andrew, you can't be better off having a complete blank slate for a past. And now you know about your wife, so you can call things off with Connie before they get too serious.
But Connie's the best thing that's happened to me. I don't want to call it off.
Oh, you have to. It's not fair to either one of you to continue seeing each other under false pretenses.
My head was spinning listening to Alexandra go on and on and on about my life. I think having amnesia was the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Working at Wilson's Diner is how you want to spend the rest of your life?
Well, that's what you're doing, isn't it?
Touché. But I never intended to be at Wilson's for long. And I'm not going to be there forever. It's just a job until I figure out what I want to do next.
And that's what I'll do, too. I'll work at Wilson's and try to figure out what to do next.
So you're going to pretend to be Adam Johnson, even though you know who you really are now?
I'm not pretending, Gretchen. I feel like Adam Johnson, and I am Adam Johnson. That's honestly all I can do right now.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.